Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why the concept of data is sometimes difficult to explain, especially if somebody's new at this.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get into it, Freudian slip. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Rod asks, I'm looking at a bulk deal purchase in Apache County, Arizona. Seller wants $22,500 for 8 properties totaling 150 acres or about $150 per acre. I do not have the money. Any advice is appreciated.
We have all been where you are, Rod.
Yep.
And here's my blanket statement to everyone in real estate every time I meet them. No good acquisition should be left undone, especially because of money.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a great deal, you're going to find
money.
It. There's way more money out there than cents.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come to the right place because I can see here you're a member.
We have money and not a lot of cents. I had to say that. You know it was coming.
We don't do deals directly any longer with members because, quite honestly, it takes too long. That's the real reason. Not because they're not good deals. It just takes too long. We have bigger fish to fry from a money standpoint.
Right.
Not because they're bad deals, just because, well, let's just say it. We're doing it with people who are new. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on. But anyway, what you want to do is go on a deal board. If you're not there already, we have a thing called Deal Board. It's a Hootsuite. Picture a bulletin board, old school bulletin board for like jobs and stuff. It's kind of like that, but it's online. And it's where all of our members, it's a members only access scenario on landinvestors.com. They go in there and access the thing and do this kind of deal. And so you would, in theory, you would post the deal, probably include the GPS coordinates so that everybody can look at it, or pictures would be even better, as much information as you possibly can. And then what you really want to do, if you want to get this thing done fast, is find a buyer, because chances are somebody in deal board is going to already have a buyer anyway. So you're going to be left with a lot of possibilities. Maybe you mark the properties up from 22.5 to 30,000, and then that person goes and sells them to the end user for 40. There's lots of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great question. We have all been standing right where you are, all
exactly.
of us. Even at this place in our career, Joe mm-hmm. and I, where we are, we do deals that I do not want to, you know, I don't want to write a $4.3 million check for.
Right.
We get my money partner, but we do the courtesy of pretty much having this property sold before we even do the deal.
Right.
It's an easier sell.
Mm-hmm.
At 150 an acre, you're going to do just fine.
Exactly. Good stuff.
You have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, why the concept of data is difficult to explain sometimes. This is the meat of the show.
I love this.
You know, again, we come back to this co-birthday party you and I had. And trying to explain to people what data is, and they're very, very intelligent people, are their jaws on the floor
mm-hmm.
or on the desk going, you do what? You get assessor data or data from the DMV and you write everybody an unsolicited offer?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Think about it. Would you like to get an unsolicited, decent offer on, you know, that car that's under a tarp in your garage taking up space? And it's funny because the guys might go, I don't know. And the wives go, heck yeah.
Oh, I have 3 boats I'd like to sell to.
That
on and
too.
On and on. So it gets the wheels. People either get it or they,
and
or
then they, and then,
and
they
then
come
it's, the wheels start turning, or they look at you like, that's just awful. And I don't get it and I don't want to know.
Right.
And that's most of the reaction that you get.
I haven't anybody said that's awful. I just think they have to, you know, it's funny. They have to get their head around and go, does that really work? I'm like, yeah, you know,
I have a professional friend in Arizona who's a mechanical engineer, and married to the former CEO of, is it Raytheon? No, Motorola. And they're both retired now. And so I explained this, several years now ago. I explained this to her. She's like, so what the hell is it? And I said, yeah, we take all the assessor's data. And she just looked at me and said, it's all about the data. Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything is all about data. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That stuck with me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And she's extremely intelligent. I have a ton of respect for her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's all about the data. And if that doesn't just, that doesn't make the light bulb go off over your head, then this isn't for you.
Well, let's think about this. Every single thing that's going on in our world, I mean, they're just, every time you log on your computer, someone's collecting data on you, by the way. They know what you're looking at because they're going to target you. Here's an interesting thing. Check this out. Just today in Facebook, I got a t-shirt ad popping up that was unique to me. Why? They've obviously got enough data on me. It involved a t-shirt with the state of California on it, and it had the California flag. It's an airplane flag.
Boy, they have your number.
Right? It's like, do you enjoy flying in California? Like, well, obviously they picked me, you know, on purpose. Not only that, I'm sure they every single ad is tailored for that person. You know what I mean? Anybody who flies, this one's getting a Hawaii one. This one's getting a Arizona one, maybe a Florida one. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, that was brilliant. So they're.
Do you live in Southern California and have poor taste in men and need a support group?
I'm on that list. No. No. I don't have poor taste in men. I have great taste in men.
Thank you. Well, I wasn't fishing for a compliment. Anyway,
you got one.
I just read in Wired magazine about 3 months ago that 85% of the data that's out there is uncollected. So really, the data is limitless, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
Yeah, we've only begun to scratch the surface, is what you're saying?
Yeah, not even... I mean, just to healthcare alone and the data that's going on in your body right now and how much you should be and could be collecting to really extend your life or mm-hmm. make a better life, feel better, let's say.
Right.
You know, it's endless. And I love it. I love data. That's I love data funny. Companies. I love data-driven companies specifically.
Wow. I was just watching. You know what? God, this is so timely. I was just... The other night, we were out to dinner, by the way, and I didn't want to tell you this, but I was actually looking over your head at the TV.
Yeah, it's that bad poor taste in men's support.
No. But it was a sports...
Clearly boring the hell out of
me. I just got distracted. I'm sorry. But it was interesting because there was a sports channel, and it was clearly like a infomercial or something. And they had a guy had a thing around his midsection. It was collecting data, collecting his heart rate, collecting... You know, trying to gauge his stress level and all kinds of stuff. And he was an athlete. And I'm like, this is cool stuff. So this just ties into what you're saying about physical data and what we can do with it. And
I mean, just if you sit and daydream. By the way, daydreaming is how companies start.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think
healthy.
About a football line, a guy, an NFL player on the line, collecting all that data, mm-hmm. you know, at certain point, like in the huddle, when certain plays are run. And then how do we just improve it by 1 inch, mm-hmm. what the linesman does when certain plays are run, based mm-hmm. on historical data, because they've already run the plays mm-hmm. in practice and in games. That's so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the title is, you know, why is it difficult to explain? Because it's virtually limitless. You know,
I think for some people it's nebulous, too. That word can be used to describe a lot of things.
Data?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so why has it become so popular now? Well, it's because of computers, because we can capture and then manipulate all this stuff. And very soon here, we're going to see quantum computers. We're going to see quantum computers, which are made for assessing and capturing and assessing megadata.
Right.
You know, big data. Jill and I have a friend who's got he got that degree in college mm-hmm. in big data. And, he's not a data person, ironically. He's a business person, but...
I'm not sure who it is.
His name is Prakar.
Oh.
And he listens to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, okay. Thanks for coming, by the way.
Yeah.
Extremely intelligent person.
Very.
Lots of respect.
Lots of fun.
So, you know, I could sit and talk about this all day.
Mm-hmm. I know you can. Data's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You are a data person, and I love that. You've taught me that, and I get it.
Yeah. And we'll leave it at that.
Exactly.
Happy data. Happy data mining.
You know, you could only talk so long about data.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration and try to keep everybody going here. That's me.
You get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your data ambition. Exactly.
Right. Hope that wasn't too dry. I was excited about the topic, and then I'm like, it is hard to explain. It's there, and I like what you said. We need to get over it to people. There's just, we're all on somebody's list for something. I mean, like the Facebook ad that popped up that had my number. You have the same thing too in your Amazon checkout cart, Jack. There's so many classic car parts and things that pop up for you because you glanced at something, you know, and that's okay.
It's collecting our metadata.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's wanted and some of it's not. And we have a lot more power over this than we all think.
Right.
And it starts with these cell phones, you know. I still have friends who don't have cell phones for this reason.
Right.
They have other people answering their... They have an answering service or whatever.
Right.
Maybe it's still live.
Maybe it is.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.